The way medicine approaches human suffering has always been determined by the technology available at any given time. Before the Enlightenment, aberrations in behavior were ascribed to God, sin, magic, witches, and evil spirits. It was only in the 19th century that scientists in France and Germany began to investigate behavior as an adaptation to the complexities of the world. Now a new paradigm was emerging. Anger, lust, pride, greed, avarice, and sloth, as well as all the other problems we humans have always struggled to manage, were recast as disorders that could be fixed by the administration of appropriate chemicals. Many psychiatrists were relieved and delighted to become real scientists, just like their med school classmates, who had laboratories, animal experiments, expensive equipment, and complicated diagnostic tests, and set aside the woolly-headed theories of philosophers like Freud and Jung. A major textbook of psychiatry went so far as to state, "The cause of mental illness is now considered an aberration of the brain, a chemical imbalance." Like my colleagues, I eagerly embraced the pharmacological revolution. In 1973, I became the first chief resident in psychopharmacology at MMHC. I may also have been the first psychiatrist in Boston to administer lithium to a manic depressive patient. I'd read about John Cade's work with lithium in Australia, and I received permission from a hospital committee to try it. On lithium, a woman who had been manic every May for the past 35 years and suicidally depressed every November, stopped cycling and remained stable for the 3 years she was under my care. I was also part of the first U.S. research team to test the antipsychotic Clozaril on chronic patients who were warehoused in the back wards of the old insane asylums. Some of their responses were miraculous. People who had spent much of their lives locked in their own separate, terrifying realities, were now able to return to their families and communities. Patients mired in darkness and despair started to respond to the beauty of human contact and the pleasures of work and play. These amazing results made us optimistic that we could finally conquer human misery.